Ridgeville. High school tournament basketball on AM 930 WEOL, on the WEOL mobile app, and at WEOL.com.
The Cleveland Auto Show is in full swing this week at the IX Center. But you can find the best cars and all the auto show deals a little closer to home at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford. For example, all remaining 2018 Edges are now $10,000 off at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford. Stop in today for the best selection, or stop in and choose from Nick Abraham's selection of remaining 2018 Fusions. Qualified buyers can get 0%, 72-month financing, and $1,000 in bonus cash. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Limited Term Financing. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock this week. Stop in, get the details, and celebrate America's best-selling brand during Auto Show Week. Find your next car and get your auto show savings at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford, Route 57 in East Broad Street, or visit them online at elyriaford.com. Built Ford proud.
This forecast is sponsored by Bogner Family Funeral Home and Cremation Services in North Ridgeville, a full-service funeral home with a crematory on-site. Pre-planning doesn't necessarily mean prepaying. Visit BognerFamilyFuneralHome.com.
Bullseye on weather on AM 930. Cloudy overnight with a low near 20. Partly sunny Friday, high of 37.
Right now it's cloudy and 28.
You're listening to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Right.
17 minutes after 5 o'clock, Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. You've got us for about 40 more minutes before we get ready to watch Matt and Sean Bennett grapple on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. That comes your way at 6 o'clock tonight. But time now for us to talk about a career fair going on this Saturday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lorain County Community College's Campana Center for Ideation and Invention. It's being put on by the Lorain County Manufacturing Partnership. And here to tell us all about it, Elyria native Kendra Schally. Thank you so much for joining us, Kendra. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about this career fair. We'll begin with the basics. We mentioned it's this Saturday, 10 to 1, and this sounds like it's going to be very beneficial to all those that participate.
We are hoping so. We have 9 manufacturers that have a variety of open positions that we're looking to fill, and we're hoping that we'll have a lot of candidates show up and get jobs out of it.
So let's begin with those who attend this job fair. What's the when you attend this career fair? I guess that's the better way of phrasing it, right? Job fair, career fair. It's kind of all along the same lines here. But for those that attend Saturday's career fair, what's the hope that you hope they get out of this?
Well, they can learn more about manufacturing. There's a perception that manufacturing doesn't exist in this area or doesn't exist in the U.S., and that's just not the case. There's 9 manufacturing companies that are going to be there, and they are just a small portion of the manufacturing that exists in Lorain County and the surrounding areas. So they can learn more about manufacturing. They can talk directly to representatives from those manufacturing companies. So instead of applying online or sending in an email, they can talk to us directly. They can ask questions. They can find out more about our companies, about the positions that we have opened. They can give us a resume, and they can walk away with one of our business cards with direct contact information on it.
What type of person are they looking for? I mean, are we talking about college educated? Is it just anyone out there who might be looking for a career, so to speak?
Well, really, first and foremost, we're looking for people that are willing to show up to work.
Sure. always important.
Always important. And then beyond that, I compiled all the different job titles from the 9 manufacturers. There are over 20 different positions we're looking to fill. There's some overlap. There's several of the companies that would be looking for people with prior CNC operating experience. But there's also several companies looking for assemblers. We do have some engineering positions. Those would be people that have degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these companies are also willing to train people. If you're willing to show up to work every day and you have the ability to learn, there's opportunities there for you.
And it sounds like there are opportunities for folks of all different walks of life, in that I think anytime you think career fair or job fair, immediately your mind goes to a high school student, whether they be a junior or senior. But I think this certainly extends well beyond that scope. You're looking for folks who want to attend this career fair because maybe they're looking for a career change and they want to see what the world of manufacturing can offer them. And I think it certainly makes it all the more appealing when a lot of these positions that are open certainly offer some form of training as well. And I think that's the important thing to mention here too, that, you know, this is not necessarily just for high schoolers looking for that next step or college students trying to take that next step in their career. This really applies to everybody.
It really does. I have some openings at my company for interns, which would be high school students, specifically ones at trade schools like the Lorain County JBS, or engineering students that are still in college and looking for some on-the-job experience. But my company is actually the exception. All the other companies are looking for full-time employees to fill these positions. So we are looking for people with experience or people looking to get into manufacturing.
And certainly if you're looking for a career change, this is a great place to go because, again, it opens your eyes to the different kinds of things that are done in manufacturing. To get back to, you know, the high school and the college students as well, you and I had a fascinating conversation before we went on the air. And you mentioned that, you know, it's not necessarily just getting kids on board. Kids have so many options these days. And it's interesting to see what they go through as they kind of go through the college application process, or those that don't go to college, what they decide to do after they're done with high school. You mentioned it's not necessarily as much getting the kids to come and attend and see what these career fairs are all about. A lot of it is getting mom and dad to buy in because, you know, sometimes they have a different idea as to what the manufacturing world still has to offer. And as you alluded to earlier, it's got a ton to offer.
It does. These same companies attended the Lorain County JBS open house that was at the end of January. And we spent our Sunday afternoon in the precision machine technology classroom, specifically to talk to the parents coming through with their students to say, if your child goes into this program, these companies, multiple companies, local companies, are interested in employing them, not just post-graduation, but we employ students during the summer between their junior and senior year. And then sometimes while they're going to school for limited hours after school. And I have a student right now that already has a job offer. He doesn't graduate till May. He already has a full-time job offer in his hand, knows where he's going to be. And we offer him tuition reimbursement because his dream is to go back and get an engineering degree. So the important thing, the reason we call this a career fair is because we're not just looking for people to come in and punch a clock and do a job. There are career opportunities in manufacturing. My student that wants to go on and get his engineering degree, that's just one of the paths available. Could be that, you know, you come in as a machine operator and down the road you want to go into materials, you want to go into engineering, you want to go into quality. Those are all things that manufacturing needs.
Absolutely. And it sounds like there are so many different options out there. And you were telling me, too, earlier, the Lorain County Manufacturing Partnership is almost brand new. You guys have only been around for a few months here. So what is this partnership all about? Who are all the parties involved? And how did you guys get started?
Well, yeah, we're just a baby so far. The Lorain County Manufacturing Council has existed since 2004. And they recognized a need or a common challenge that manufacturers are facing right now, which is to find qualified candidates for openings. And so there had been talks about creating a working group, which is what the manufacturing partnership is. So there's 9 companies. It includes Absolute Machine Tools, Betcher Industries, NN Inc., which is where I work, Ridge Tool Company, Togus Products, AJ Rose, Elyria Foundry, Rydell Sports, and Southwire. Hmm. So we all came together because we're all facing the same challenge. And we figured by pooling our resources, we could help address that challenge. So the career fair, we're hoping we can fill some of the positions that we all have opened. But long term, we need to get the message out there that manufacturing is alive and well, that there's not just jobs, but there's careers in manufacturing, and that it's a viable career path for high school students, college students, people that are looking for a career change. There's opportunities here, and we're looking for people.
I think that's one of the things that becomes a common misconception, perhaps, by people out there, that when you go in and work in the manufacturing world, it's kind of the factory job. But as you point out, it might start as that, or it might start as an internship, but it can also lead up the ladder, so to speak. And as you pointed out, some of these companies, in fact, I've seen from a lot of them that'll offer tuition reimbursement if you want to continue your education on.
Absolutely. And one of the ways that manufacturing stays competitive is by continuing to invest in automation. So as manufacturers, we need people not just to operate a CNC, but we need people to know how to set up the CNC machine, to troubleshoot the CNC machine, to maintain it. We have robotic loaders on a number of our machines, but you need somebody who understands how that robot Sure. works. And again, once you get it set up, you still have to maintain it. So there's a lot of opportunities there, and there's a lot of opportunity for high-tech jobs Sure. because that's how we stay competitive and that's how we keep manufacturing in this area.
Kendra Shally is here in studio with us talking about the Lorain County Manufacturing Partnership Career Fair. It's going on this Saturday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lorain County Community College's Campana Center. And I want to give you an opportunity here, too, to talk about just how important it is at these career fairs for some of these prospective employees to come in and get the face-to-face interaction from those that are actually making the decisions as to who they're going to bring in to work alongside them. I think that's also a big part of the career fair also. You get face-to-face interaction with folks you're going to be working with, and you can't necessarily get that everywhere else.
Absolutely. All of the representatives that are going to be there are involved in HR at their various companies. So even if we don't get to make the only hiring decision, we are definitely part of the process. And being able to go and make hopefully a good impression with that HR person goes a long way towards getting your foot in the door to get hired.
And it makes a huge difference because, boy, things are just so wildly different than I say 10 or 15 years ago. I remember when I was coming out of college, it was so hard to find work.
Yeah.
And at the time, you and I, we talk about this all the time. Coming out of college, it was hard to find jobs because there just weren't many. But, you know, Kendra, you and I spoke a few minutes before coming on the air. Now it seems like in the manufacturing world, it's the exact opposite. There are so many jobs available out there. And right now the struggle is, hence the reason for the career fair, trying to find folks to come in and fill these positions.
Exactly. That's the challenge that all of these manufacturers are facing and that we're trying to address. And we do have opportunities, and now we're looking for people to fill them.
And again, you can take a look and see what kinds of opportunities are available this Saturday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lorain County Community College's Campana Center. It's being put on by the Lorain County Manufacturing Partnership. Kendra, thank you so much for joining us here in studio to talk about Saturday's career fair. For our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get some more information about this career fair, A, we just say show up to it. We've told you where it is and when it's going down, but is there anywhere else you suggest they go to check out more information?
Well, if they have any questions, they can call 440-366-4215. And we hope that we'll see them there Saturday morning.
Sure. For those who might attend, what should they bring with them? A resume seems obvious.
Absolutely. Yeah. A resume is always a good idea. I would say, you know, we're not expecting people to show up in suits and ties,
sure,
but business casual would be fine. Resume and maybe a pen or a pencil to, you know, so that they can jot down some information that they may want to remember to take with them.
Sure. I always remember when I was heading to the job fairs, career fairs, I never was sure what should I wear, what should I bring, so I had to throw that question in there. Thank you.
I think as long as you're dressed neatly, you know, that goes a long way.
Sure.
Sure. Hey, look, appearance makes a difference. There's no
Absolutely.
Question about that. Absolutely. Kendra, thank you so much for coming in. It was a pleasure to have you here in studio.
Thank you.
All right, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I return for the final half hour of today's show right after this on AM 930 WEOL.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Lots of news out of Gap Incorporated after the closing bell today. The retailer reported